As we think about Glen Eyrie, all that this place has meant, there's one man on our staff who actually came with the property in the early days when we bought the Glen in 1953. Will Hopkins was one of the men who came out to the Glen to help get the plumbing going and all the refurbishings. And Will Hopkins knows the place like the back of his hand, knows where every wire is and every pipe and every piece of machinery or whatever goes on at the Glen. Not only that, as I've looked at Will's life over the years, coming through the Glen, having been here at the Glen in 62 and 3 as a trainee, I've seen that Will has been a faithful, an obedient, sensitive man to the Lord. And all these years of really, in many ways, working behind the scenes to see that this place is the place that God can use, Will has been faithful in his Bible study and in his quiet time. And any day you can go up to him and say, "How's it going, Will? What's God shared with you this morning from the Word?" And he'd be able to tell you. His scripture memory is the same way. He's just a faithful man, obedient to do what God wants him to do. So I thought it'd be a real treat to have us be able to listen to Will and just share his testimony with us on what God has been doing with his life over these years. So let's bring Will Hopkins with a big hand.
Well, it's just the Lord kept me around here a few years, not that I know any more than the rest of the folks. It's just years. Looked like you got a great conference going here. I'm glad to have a part of it. When I was just barely 3 years old, the Lord saw fit to take my mother home, because he has plans, you know, and other ways of doing things. He wanted her. And so there were four of us kids, just between one and six. And so what'd they do? My sister's mother, my mother's sister was a nurse, so she came to take care of us kids. And it wasn't long that she married my dad. And so I had a mother just as good as my original. In fact, I didn't know the difference. And she was really faithful to helping us, you know, all through our kids' years. And the great thing about it, I didn't have to change relatives. I still had the same tribe. And so my dad was a good, strong Christian, and he was just trusting the Lord. He said, "I don't know anything about raising kids, but God does, and he'll help us." And so he was real good in his devotions, and he would have his own devotions in the morning, and then he would have it with us. And we would all read the Bible together and then get down on our knees and pray before we went to school. We did that all through our school years. And also my dad was a pace setter and keeping fit and exercising and so forth. He was really a challenge to me. Well, the 29 cries hit and the depression hit, and my dad had to move his business to another town. This was in San Pedro, California, which was part of Los Angeles, the Harbor District. So we moved about 10 miles over to Long Beach to another smaller place where I helped work with my dad in this little shop, woodworking. Well, it wasn't long until an earthquake knocked Long Beach almost flat, and so that was another key in the chain of events. We switched churches about that time. Our church was flattened. And and through this new church, there were a couple of real strong Christian ladies. We thought they ought to get some of the kids to a good summer camp. So she went around and collected money and sent my brother and I, with about eight others, to this camp on Catalina Island, which was a good Christian camp. Well, one of the speakers was Dawson Trotman, and so that's where I first met him. And I really liked his messages and his challenge to, especially as I remember, to get alone with the Lord and the Word and prayer and get out in the woods. Well, when we came back to the mainland, Lila met him there, and we found out we didn't have a ride home, and we lived about a mile and a half from where they did. And he says, well, come on, ride home with us. And so then we got acquainted with him that way, and he invited Brother and I to come to the Bible class, the Bible club. They called it the Dunamis Club, which was taken out of Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power. And dunamis is a Greek word for power or dynamite. And so the boys' clubs were dunamis clubs. And so Doss helped me to get started in Bible study and scripture memory and prayer and all the basics. And it was really great. I went to everything I could get to. We had prayer meetings Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. He went over to a park right near where he lived and got some of the sailors that had stayed overnight, slept on the floor in his house, and got together there. And we'd pray around the world, all over the place. And then I went to every conference I could go to and every rally and every summer camp and so forth. At that time, see, all the navigators was basically one home there in Long Beach. They had one secretary and just worked out of the home there, primarily working with sailors and starting to work with high schoolers and young people and soon into nurses' work. Well, there were three other kids from our church that started going there too, and meeting. Doss was the leader, and he would call us the five musty steers. So pretty soon World War II came along, and I joined the Navy, and I sure was glad that I'd been in the navigator's work and was built up some in the faith, and I really looked forward to meeting with people and to witnessing. And that I could hope that I could lead some to the Lord that were, you know, and might die at any time. Who knows? So I was put in the hospital corps, but I stayed in the States for about a year and a half and had some good opportunities to witness. Like, I remember that one time in corps school, we were in the old fair buildings there at San Diego. And it's one great mammoth building. There was probably 200 guys living in there in bunks. And so one guy was interested, and we got up on top of the top bunk and started. I started giving him some scripture and telling him about the Lord. Pretty soon there was a bunch of guys lined up on top of the bunks watching. And so the fellow accepted the Lord there just before all these other guys. I went to the South Pacific, but it was as I was going out there, the Lord gave me a verse, Psalm 71:16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. And so he gave the strength and the ability to live for him, and I just stayed behind the action. I wasn't hurt at all in the war and had sort of a vacation. After the war, Doss said, well, why don't you try to become a doctor? I liked the hospital work. So I took 2 years of pre-med, but it was too much for me. I gave that up, trying to fight those A students. And he said, well, you worked with your dad in woodworking. How about coming to work with us? And we were building a cabin for the navigators, and there was maintenance work to do. And he said, let's just start there and see what develops. So I did, and we worked on this cabin up at Hume Lake, and John Crawford was there and working on it, and then we worked on a remodeled a little factory into an office there, and I worked with John off and on for many years, and he's helped me more than anyone since Dawson, in spiritual life, you know, and in learning the trades, and just in all ways building up your life. He's always a big challenge. I guess you found that out, I guess. Yeah. So I did maintenance around there. I stayed around after we remodeled this building and did maintenance and yard work and all whatever was necessary in the homes and the office there. And I remember once Doss, he would go out on a trip, you know, sort of a slow trip in the prop job planes and stuff. So by the time he got back, we'd get together and see what he found out and so forth. And this time he came back from England, and he'd been around a lot of places with Billy Graham. And as he got the story like he did all over the place. In different countries, you know, they said, well, they won't go for this Bible study and scripture memory and stuff. They're different. So he came back and he said, I'm going to get those English people memorizing scripture if I have to move there myself. So what do you know? After a while, that was one of our strongest countries. And they really got going, and they're sending people out all over the world. So, you know, the Lord can get something going anywhere. There was a real thrill at that time to see the purchase of Glen Eyrie, how the money just came in, how that they worked hard, mainly Doss and Rod and others, in preparing some booklets to tell about the work. And it left 3 weeks to raise the money, and then the money just came in, and that last couple of days was something else, just how that money just came in exactly what we needed. So then I came over here, and I've worked primarily on buildings and grounds, all types, you know, anything to do with the physical aspect of the glen here. And it was something to look around and find out what we had here. And then, of course, we're still finding. You know, about every time we dig a hole, we find another pipe or wire or something that Palmer had in the ground that nobody knew it was there. A rock wall or something that's been buried. We've been putting in bighorn up there the other day. Well, we were digging for the septic system, and great big old rocks and concrete right smack in the way. I think it was a little old fish pond out there that he had, and he put it in the wrong place. So. Doss really helped me on a lot of things. You know, he was always willing to help a guy. He'd come by and he'd give a suggestion. I was varnishing something one day, and he says, hey, you got the wrong size brush there. Had a big old brush and doing little jobs. See, and it was just handy to do that. And he says, always use the right tool for the job and get a smaller brush. And I was out at the conference grounds up in the mountains in California, and we had an old gas pump. He's filling up a car, and he came along and he says, put a nickel in it. He said, get moving, you're going too slow. So he was always wanting to get moving. And when we played softball, he always wanted to play to win. He wasn't always that good, but he says, give it all you got, you know, and don't just fool around. Everything you do to win. He always wanted us to pray about everything. You know, we sometimes forget, like we were going up to Hume Lake to check on the conference ground one spring, John and Doss and I, and we got way up to the top of the mountain and it started snowing. And we weren't sure we were going to make it. And Doss said, did anybody pray about it? Nobody prayed about it. Well, the Lord got us through anyway. But he always thought about, you know, how come we didn't pray about the weather and so forth. You know, in his, when he was young, he would say, it's better to wear out than to rust out, you know. So he carried that to extreme, and he wore himself out, you know, not getting enough sleep. And in his last few months, he was really worn out. And so then he admitted to us. He said, take care of yourself. You know, he said, I used to read my Bible in a candlelight or a tiny light and wreck my eyes, you know, and I didn't get proper rest. I remember we had meetings up on the third floor and he could just barely get up there. He was completely exhausted. So he challenged us to really get some balance in there, you know. Not do like he did originally, but to take care of ourselves, and we'll last a little longer for the Lord. I went to Europe for 1 year, in the year of 59. Lila Trotman came back from there, and she said, over there they don't have any cabinets in their kitchens. And how about Will going over there and helping them? So I was able to go over there for a year and to do some carpenter work and painting and papering and stuff, and do a lot of sightseeing. The verse the Lord gave me that time going over there was John 20:21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And I wasn't sure whether I should go on that. I hesitated. And this verse hit me and the Lord gave me peace about it. And he said, I'm going to send you out to go over there on this special deal. I've seen a lot of people come and go in here through the years. And at first it used to bother me. We had our crew sort of lined up, you know, and we had an experienced guy. He was a painter, and it made everything good. You know, he knew what he would do. Well, it wasn't long. Doss said, you know, send this guy out to another place for some more training. Well, okay, we'll try it. So we broke in another guy and just got him going pretty good. And what do you know, they ship him out. And about that time I got the picture that's a lot of the ministry of this place, is to give people a little training and then they go out to other places. These two guys became country leaders, were many years overseas, and now they're area reps in the States. And so the Lord has used Glen Eyrie in some way to help build them up in the Lord. My maintenance verse has been Ecclesiastes 10:18. By much slothfulness the building decayeth. Through idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. So that's been my lot, is to just to try to keep things together. And the Lord has been faithful to help and to give wisdom. Thank you.